Hi guys, welcome to the K-Cast. I've got like my professional voice on today. This is my podcast voice. It's not like Ali shouting. It's Ali.
Thank God.
Soothing, just sensual. But what, this is a really weird sensual way to welcome people to our podcast.
No, this sounds so wrong.
This is our K-pop podcast called the K-Cast. Very simple name, eh? But yeah,
hey,
What?
I came up with that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. What are you saying it's simple for?
Simple name for simple people.
Okay. Well,
but if you guys don't know who we are from a reaction channel called Couple Reacts. You probably are. If you aren't, hey, go subscribe. But this podcast, we really haven't got a plan to it. It's really going to be pretty unorganized. But what we're going to have like album reviews. We're going to talk about what's coming up, K-pop news, just talk about life
what's
stuff.
What's been going on in the week kind of thing, updates.
What's been going on in your week?
Not much, been working.
I've had a great week. It's been fantastic.
I'm so glad.
Went to a YouTuber event. It was really good.
That was last week.
Well, technically still this week.
Okay.
The audience don't know. I don't really know where this podcast is going to be available on, but might be Spotify, maybe iTunes, maybe YouTube, but I...
Well, definitely YouTube because we can do it on our other channel.
Yes.
Jenna and Ali, go subscribe to that.
Yeah, go subscribe. Also, the idea of this, we're actually going to get some of you guys onto this eventually. So if you guys are interested, hit us up on the DMs. Slide into the DMs.
Please don't make this an ASMR podcast.
Welcome to the K-Cast with Ali and Jenna. God. And today we are going to be...
Stop it.
Shimmin. This podcast will be uploaded every Monday, probably, maybe. Yes, it will. It will be uploaded
it
every
will.
Monday.
We're having a schedule.
12, at bang on 12, KST. That will be the upload date, and then hopefully we'll have it up on like iTunes and stuff. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, and then you'll get it straight away to like your phone, your digital device, as soon as it's like published.
Digital device.
Yeah, digital device. It could be a laptop, it could be a phone.
Okay.
It could be an Xbox. Don't get smart with me, or I'll have to jump over this table and fight you the other side.
I just love how posh you sound whenever it's on
your
podcast.
Yeah, like, this is my podcast voice. This is like my radio voice. Like, if I ever had to do like a radio show, I'd be like, welcome back to Ali Harmsworth.
I
reckon
you'd be good at that.
Day 9.
Day 9.
Ali Harmsworth.
Day 9 in the Ali Harmsworth
no,
house.
No, it was like Ali Harmsworth, daytime drive.
305.
And now we are going to be playing some NCT. Enjoy. NCT 127.
Psych.
Welcome back to the podcast after a brief interval. So, what are we going to be talking about next?
I thought we were going to be having a little chat about the new Stray Kids album. What we thought about it, different like opinions about the songs. And yeah, just... having a little chat.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, basically every week we're going to take one album, like from like which has been released in the past week, and give it a little review, give our little thoughts to it. Like, we both gone away, had a listen to it. Actually, to be fair, I listened to it quite a while ago. Jenna had a listen for it today, so it's actually quite fresh in your brain.
Yeah.
So, what
did
you think of the album?
I wrote some notes down and...
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favourite song on it?
My favourite song is Insomnia.
Insomnia.
It's such a catchy song.
Mine is Voices.
That's in my top three.
Voices is an absolute bop. Like, I'm surprised none of us have actually gone for the actual title track on the album.
Yeah, My Pace.
Yeah, I love My Pace. My Pace is a bop, but I think Voices is a stronger song. And also, I can't even remember the name of the song now. What's the one? Is it Conversation? No.
Conversation?
Is there a song called Conversation? No, there isn't, is there?
You've got Who, Voices, Questions, Insomnia,
Questions.
MIA,
Questions.
Awkward Silence.
Questions is a bop.
Yeah.
It's not in your top three, is it?
What, Awkward Silence?
No, Questions.
Questions, yes.
Oh,
number
okay.
Three.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow, we've nearly got the same.
My top three is Insomnia, Voices and Question.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool. It's a good album.
I'm quite surprised about that though, because like Voices and Questions seem quite like, what's the word? Vocally based, like more vocals than rap,
yeah.
And you're quite like a rap person.
I like Stray Kids. Stray Kids are good.
I find it quite ironic because my top three songs are like vocally based, and yet my bias is a rapper in Stray Kids.
Big up Felix.
Yes. I'm just saying, yours is like, your bias is Chan and Woojin, or Chan or Woojin, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm always a bit.
Or you're a bit undecided.
I do. Yeah, I'm a bit undecided, really, in my Stray Kids bias. I feel like we need to know a lot more about the members and their personalities. In conclusion, banging album. I feel like Stray Kids have got a lot of potential.
Yeah,
a lot of potential. I love it. We're trying to like sound professional here. Like we're relatively still new to K-pop, but I think this is quite cool. It's just like a little chit chat.
To be fair, when they first came out with like Helevator, I knew they were gonna like have potential to be such a good group.
I still think Helevator's their best song.
Yeah.
Like I feel like we were discussing this only the other day about it. We were like, Helevator was such a good song. It was such like a strong song. Like it's almost when you start off, you don't want to go in with like a really amazing song straight away, but everyone gets so hyped about you. I know it like builds the popularity.
Yeah.
But you just want to go in with something like a bit average and then blow everyone away with like your next one. I don't know. Does anyone else agree with me that?
Yeah,
you can disagree.
I'm just saying, with like you said about the hype, I think it's a good idea that they started off with such a strong song to get the hype up with them. And now they're still doing such good songs. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's really like the end of the Stray Kids segment. Review of the week. Like, that's the new jingle. Oh, that's the new jingle.
It's just going to be you. Just be like,
okay, you can do it. If you think you can do a better one, go on, do it. Go on.
No. I don't like being put on the spot.
But yeah, really, the next segment, what we speak about on this podcast is what's coming up next week. What is coming up next week, Jenna? Come on, surely you know what's coming up
BTS
next week.
BTS comeback.
It is the BTS comeback. Of course, on Thursday, is it? The 24th. I think it's the 24th. I hope it is the 24th.
Wait, it's like the 18th. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is the 24th.
Today. Or is it the 17th today?
Imagine if it's the 18th today.
Oh, it's the 18th from the recording. You'll be listening to this in a couple of days' time.
So imagine if we were giving incorrect information.
I'd be like, lol.
I feel like this comeback is going to be a banging comeback. Like with BTS, always, you know, everything is always bigger and better. Every single comeback, just the momentum's growing. I feel like this could have the potential to break the record for the most amount of YouTube views in like the first 24 hours. I feel like it's going to break it.
I kind of wonder what style they're going to go for.
It's going to be retro. I feel like it's going to be a retro with like, a bit of electronic.
Yeah, maybe actually.
Really excited for that. Especially after the intro with...
Jintro.
Yeah, the Jintro. Why do we always go into ASMR mode? This is the thing. This might just end in... this might end up into like an ASMR.
Should we do like a podcast. Little ASMR segment?
Yeah, if you want that. If we do like a minute of ASMR, that'd be great.
I like how I had a go at, not had a go at you audience. But I like how I said at the beginning, please don't make this an ASMR podcast.
But these mics sound so nice when you're just like hushing. I can see like the appeal of ASMR. Didn't absolutely smash that. I was so hyped for him.
So how would you rate like the four intros? Like,
oh, that's very I don't want to start controversy on the first podcast, but personally I would put Euphoria with Cookie as number one.
Hmm.
Number two, Jin with Epiphany. Number three, with Sing... Oh, no. Probably Jimin with Serendipity. And then V with Singularity. I like V with Singularity, but I think it's quite very slow paced for me.
Yeah.
It's got like sort of that lounge style feel. No hate towards V. It was actually such a good music video. I love his dancing in it and stuff, but like Euphoria personally is more my style. And I don't know, something about Epiphany with Jin really got me.
Yeah.
A little tinkle. I thought it was a bit magical.
To be fair, they're all such like strong songs.
Yeah,
it's
really,
really
hard
to like pinpoint which order you put them in.
It's very hard. What about yours?
Well, I'd have to go top with Serendipity.
Of course. It's a bias. Jimin is our bias. If you don't know our biases, Jimin is Jenna's bias for BTS, and my bias is
RM.
Daddy RM.
Daddy.
Right, we need to keep this professional. We need to keep this professional.
But then two, I'd go with Euphoria. Three,
Bop.
Epiphany. And yeah, I'd have to go with Singularity in number four.
I feel bad now.
I know.
Okay, let's just play Singularity for 20 seconds just because we feel bad. That was was magical. But back to the podcast now. I love that there's really, we did have like a structure, but we've just gone off on it and rambled. When are EXO going to have a comeback?
I hope so soon. I miss them.
Actually, on SM's like channel, there is 4 videos privated at the moment in the EXO playlist. This what? Could be the teasers.
Oh my God.
Or it could be, I think there's an SM station coming out soon. Was it Chanyeol and Sehun? No, was it?
Yeah, Chanyeol and Sehun.
Yeah, so yeah. It might be that, but who knows? Actually, Lay's probably due a comeback, so...
I just want Lay to come back to EXO. It's never going to happen.
Please,
he's like
Lay.
So big in China. I reckon SM are just going to keep him out there, which is a shame because...
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what SM are planning? Also, this week, I made like a note. Well, I haven't made a note. I'm just pretending I made a note. But Luna have their comeback. The Luna comeback, a lot of people are psyched for it. Do you stan Luna? Not quite yet. Don't know much about them.
Yeah, I don't know much about them to stan them yet.
People keep telling me to stan them. I feel like I should stan them. But I stan too many groups. Like girl groups right now, I just have like a long list of girl groups who I stan.
Who are your top 3 girl groups?
Gee, you can't do this to me. Yeah, obviously, okay. G-Friend number 1.
Yeah.
Number 2 currently is Idol.
Mm.
And then I'll probably have to put Twice as number 3.
Okay.
What about you?
I'd have to go...
Oh, wait, Blackpink. No, I forgot about Blackpink. No.
Yeah, Blackpink, my number 1.
Oh, this is... No, 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 no. Oh, I don't know. Go on then.
Yeah, so Blackpink, my number 1. Then probably Mamamoo and then Idol.
I like Idol.
Yeah,
Idol. I like their name.
Strong.
It's funky. Why put a G there and just not pronounce it? That's the one thing I don't get about the name.
Yeah, it's like a quite... what's the word? Complicated name, isn't it?
Yeah.
With the G and like the brackets and then the I and then the line and then the dill.
Yeah. I feel like that is the end of this. That's the end of this segment talking about what's the week to come. We've probably forgot some stuff and comebacks. Yeah. I feel like we need to do some research and see what's coming up in the next week. But yeah, what are we going into next? Are we gonna play a little game? You got to do the jingle for the game.
Let's play games with Danny and Jenna.
You need to stop. That's the end of this podcast. This podcast is being deleted after this.
Oh,
now I'm gonna make
like
one.
It.
Games with Ali and Jenna.
Why do you go so high?
Well, because it's, you know, that's what they have, like the jingles, like the professional
games.
Ones. No, 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 Jenna, that's not being I'm cutting that out. I'm gonna get something up and you've got to guess it.
No.
Yeah, this is a game. Banana ba ba banana na na ba banana ba ba banana na na. This is a segment which I've just come up on the spot. You basically got to guess the sound. I am going to play...
What do you mean the sound? Do you mean song or the sound?
Oh, it could be anything. It's going to be... I'm gonna play a clip of someone laughing and you have got to guess
what the
who
hell?
Is laughing. This
you
is
know
a...
I suck
it's
at got
to be
kind of
hard.
Games.
You know, it's got to be hard. I really hope that this doesn't give away who this is straight away.
Yeah.
Who is this laughing, Jenna? Who was that? If you guess this, I'm going to be so impressed.
Wait, can I play it again?
Okay.
I think I might know. Oh my God. I'm literally getting someone in my mind, but I can't put my...
You win a cookie if you get this right.
Quite like... Oh my God, who has that lot? Is it... Wait, can I ask a question?
Okay.
Please. Is it one of my biases?
Yep.
Is it Johnny?
Jimin.
That is not a Jimin
that
laugh.
Was Jimin. It is a Jimin laugh compilation. Please don't copyright me Jimin for this. He's gonna come to this podcast.
Okay, now my turn.
Okay,
so this is someone laughing. Who is it? You click on it.
That's Lisa.
No, it's not.
Is it Umji?
No.
Is it a girl or a guy? It sounds like a girl.
It's a girl.
You never know. What group? Can you please
no,
just
tell
me?
No, if I say the group, you'll get it straight away.
This is so hard. What is the point? Like, I hate that I created this game.
Yeah.
I don't want to play games anymore.
It's one of your biases.
What group?
I'm not telling you what group. You'll guess
tell
it.
Tell me what group. Red Velvet? Is it Red Velvet?
No.
Is it?
I'm not answering what group it is.
Oh, I know now. Jonghyun.
Yes. Can you read it in my eyes?
Yeah, can you see read the screen? It. I just look at that intense.
It was strong.
Okay.
That was a fun game.
That was
that concludes that, the Guess the Laugh Challenge.
Guess the Laugh Challenge.
We really need to stop.
There's going to be like an official rings. I'm going to make like an official
jingle
it. Jingle. We should do more games. Maybe we should. We do a longer game next week. But that was a wild journey. Also, guys, we do want to get some of you guys on here and just have like a little chit chat. Obviously, you don't have to come to the house to film. We can just film through like
our address.
Yeah, it might be a bit creepy.
Come to our house.
Yeah, come to our house and join the podcast. Actually, to be fair, if you did live nearby, fair enough. You could come film. We could get like a filming location. But I guess if any of you guys do want to, let us know. It'd be quite cool to actually. We should have like an in-resident K-pop expert.
Yeah, do it on like Skype phone call or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be quite cool. And just have a little chit chat about your favourite groups, your favourite song, get to know a bit more about you guys.
Yeah, we can get like another opinion then. So it's not just our opinion and other people might appreciate someone else's point of view.
Yeah, I feel like this next week, I feel like this podcast next week is going to have a bit more of a structure to it. As this is the first episode, it's probably a tiny bit of teething problems. No, actually, I think it's had a nice chat. I mean, this has been quite fun.
Yeah.
Haven't had to get changed for this, so I'm currently sat here naked.
No, no you're not. Don't lie to the audience.
Stop. I just want to say, guys, thank you so much for the support. As always, these podcast episodes will be actually posted on Patreon a day before release. So if you do want to catch these a day earlier, feel free to go to Patreon, $3 a month.
And then they'll be uploaded on our Jenna and Ali channel on Monday.
And also iTunes and Spotify and any other things we can think about, we'll try and put them on
SoundCloud.
There. Yeah, SoundCloud. Yeah, it could go SoundCloud. I'm a SoundCloud rapper. A bit like Cameron Phillips. Cameron Phillips is a good rapper. Let's talk about Cameron Phillips. We should get him on there.
We should. Yeah, that'd be really funny.
Yeah, let's get him on here. We quiz him about stuff. We quiz him about life and how life is.
We should have a segment where we get like K-pop YouTubers. Yes. Are they fake or are they?
You saying Cameron's fake?
No.
Cameron is the realest guy out there.
You're such a little Cameron Phillips stan. I love it.
We're cancelled. I think we've been cancelled about 10 million times. I go on to like Twitter every day and just search couple reacts and just get really upset. You should have seen the comment today.
We should have a segment reading like
hate. Oh my god, we should be like we hate couple reacts segment. We hate couple reacts segment.
And maybe the haters will come off.
Oh my god, yes. Someone actually left a comment today. They're like, I hate his voice on this channel. It is so irritating. But the girl, she's got a really soothing voice.
No way.
No, I quoted it. It's on Twitter.
That's it.
I was just like, great. I was like, well, you know,
it's
I might as well
I'm
just
quite
not speak
quiet.
Anymore.
No.
But I think you guys like my
It's all right. It's just because you're a louder person than me. I'm like quite quiet, so Ali sounds even extra loud next to me.
But yeah, I think that's it. I think we're going to come to the end of this podcast. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you guys do have any recommendations for future episodes, let us know on Twitter, Instagram, all of the social media. But yeah, do you want to say anything
tell
else?
Tell them what it is.
What, our social media?
Yeah.
Couple reacts.
So our Instagram is couple_reacts_kpop. And Ali, what's our Twitter?
Oh, hello. Our Twitter is couples reacts. So go give it a follow. Couples reacts. Because someone already had reacts. Couple and reacts. Maybe I should bribe them with some money and be like, can we have your at?
Please. Or we should just put YT on the end of couple reacts.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or underscore kpop.
I think we should keep it the same.
Why don't we have like the same app for each social media?
It's hard because people take these names. Couple reacts is quite a common thing. But yeah, that is it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I really hope you guys did enjoy it. And just thank you so much for the support as always. And yeah, we'll see you guys in the next podcast next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.